begin to finish, right? Finished. We are finished. But there's one point I want to make, is I have a different shot in something than others have, and I want to see if you think I'm right or wrong. I'm not sure I'm right or wrong myself, but I'll need them to help me out. Remember we had the Ron Akash against the Ramban. I want to talk about the beginning. The Ron Akash against the Ramban. Let's look inside one more time to see it. I'll try to figure it out. The Ron Akash against the Ramban at the very end of page 94. That according to Ramban, it suggests that the Sira is bound in. The May Adam Dummy, the only enemy of the Sira, as far as the star, it's gone right away, it's going to blow people out of the Messira. Ain't there a lead, he says. Last two lines. The Vadad, Rabbi Lot, the Messira, the Aden, me a boy. Well, Messira, Ben Olive, no, below Aden, Loma Hanya. Shemaya, Kana, Ben Maman, Loma, Lo, Tishwal, Tigitin. If it works for a moment, why shouldn't the world when it comes to give? That was what the Ron asked the Kash against the Ramban. So we were wondering, what's going on over here? Don't we understand that the distinction between Maman and Yidden? We all know that, what do we say, what do we call that language? The serious about them, what does it really mean? Odoah's Baldin. And Odoah's Baldin can may add them when it comes to money. But when it comes to get, we know it's no good. Why is it no good? So it's the portion of Dalit. Chav Lachem. We have a Kiddush Tamachem, Chav Lachem. And my Yidden should also be Chav Lachem. Why? This Tosin learns Chav Lachem for Krovim, for Kiddushin, and for Koyan, by get. It's got permanent changes of status. It doesn't take Chav Lachem by Kiddushin, you can't marry him. You can't marry our old boyfriend. Then marry back a new boyfriend. Chav Lachem to the first boyfriend. No, it doesn't say that. Only for the Krovim. Because I got a new boyfriend, but you should divorce the first boyfriend. You should marry their old boyfriend. But all these Tosin is only something permanent matter. That's the thing that's why Ursula Koyan, that's Tosin that she's talking about, is going to be a permanent prohibition, somebody has to claim that right now should have been answered to everybody. Anyway, we went through this a little bit before. Called punning. Everyone understands the chayra is the distinction between mammon and get. So why is Iran so insistent that if you're going to tell me that the sira of the Aden works for money, it should work by getin as well? That's the question that's bothered us. So the Sefer Imre Moshe says, you know, so I mentioned briefly, that which we assume is another pasuk that get is Chav Lachem. Who said it's true? I quote the Rashi. I quote the Rashi on Yevamah. Didn't put on the Maamar cover because it's just one line. I want to make everything go left to find one line, but this one line is very important. And if you want to look it up, it's the one line is Yevamah Laman Aleph from the base. Ibrahim Matzul Ha. There's one line in the middle. How are you going to find it? It's footnote 15. How's that? We'll begin the Mahani Ksav Yado. He wants to, why does Ksav Yado work by get? He claims, believe it or not, that it doesn't work by Kiddush. He has Kiddush, though, it's a difference. He says, well, by Kiddush, it's Ksav Lachem. And by get, he says like this. Oh, Mishum, the Lo Machayev Lachrini. What's going on? Not Ksav Lachem. So 15, he jumps. Who's 15? Rabbi Stickman of Yerushalayim, or I'm sure. He says, Da'at Rabbeinu, the Gerish, and the Chosh of Chav Lachwini. L'chein anik Ksav Yodah Mido Haraisa. Abba Toys, Tav Dalit, give him, say, no, it's Chav Lachem for Koyim. So who knew what the Rashi would say? He's very Chosh. The cave and the Gavlet Nea Gerish, and I said, Asur the Koyim, Shri Hoyt, Asur HaKuli Alma, Nimz of the Low Nets, or the Akar HaGerish, and Yotam HaShad Lachnem. Aye, there's a potential to be us for 20 years later to become the Mamona. That's only potential. The Chav Lachem is in the actual real world. It's not called Chav Lachem. We already spoke about this. It's a good Svara, although we'll see there's another Svara possibly as well. The good Svara, we suggest the Svara within the Rashba. But the Sefer Imre Moshe, that same Simet, Simet HaZayin, we can talk about. Simet HaZayin, what the Sefer, just with the 10th Svara. One down. One of the Gemara, I'll go somewhere. Simet HaZayin, he suggests, that there's a Pshat, excuse me, in the Iran as well. We have to cash it. What kind of cash am I against the Ramban? We all know. No, it's good by Mammon, but it's not good by Get. Why? Because you don't have those plant of tomato by Get because it's Chav Lachem? Nah. Oh, it's not Chav Lachem. The often Rashman is Givon, the Tzaman Alfa Bay, not Kablach Eirid. So the Ran can hold that way as well. It's also just the emotions of Kotzen Zayin, Sif, Kotzen, Tech. Sif, Kotzen, Tech. And as I mentioned, I think last week also, the Rambam goes that way. But the Rambam tells you why you need to aid them. It doesn't say Kablach Eirid. It's a whole spiel. As to how the pastor today should marry to Marsha's divorce. Look right? That's how it was done. That. The Tav of the Torah couldn't have created a system where today someone's married, tomorrow someone's divorced, with no aid. This doesn't make sense. The Rambam says, Eric Aleph, Aloka, Yud Gimel. But, that's what he said. Okay, that's shot number one in why the Ran asks his kasha doesn't give the obvious error. Okay. Now, in this same piece, the same emotion goes into this discussion. It's like this. Listen carefully. I want to suggest, as I mentioned also briefly, that the Rambam seems to say that each is per gimel, after per kedesh ma'amakam, gimel, that star, kiddushin requires aid and material, no end of the book. But I'm saying that Rambam said that Shiva Kasi, which holds in per alpha and garrison, that's the end. Because you need aid of the kiyum at over, kavla kerem, none of these kochmas, none of this no anansadeh, no aid of the kerem, the seer, none of this business, none of it works. Well, that's just, we figure it's probably this way. The kiddushin is not enough. You need two witnesses in the flesh to see it. Only when it comes to get, Holy Rambam is not a Chavah Chayim. It's just a matter. You have to have adequate proof to change it from here today, go on tomorrow, marry today, divorce tomorrow. But that is enough to have what we call the Eidah Chasimah doubling, one way or another, as the Eidah Mitzir. Given all this, which Yimei Moshe says, I have a problem with the Rambam, which I want to talk about. Back to the Rambam again. Question. Rambam learns that you don't need any material, right? Even though they don't need any material. I have a question. What happened to the din? When Dovah Shabir and Tomas Mishnah, I granted that in Dinah Mamanet will say that after any material kashim, and the Chassim also works from Lashluya Shtar to make it a Dushtar. So what in the world happened to the din? If you have to have two witnesses watching again. Now the Ran is better shape. Because the Ran said even Lashluya Shtar, we could treat any Chassim as any material. So we could argue the Fira is the same as he says Eidah Chassim is like Eidah Mitzira in order to what? Make the star. So by the same token, all it also do is to Eidah for respect to Eidah Mitzira be able to focus on Mishnayim. The Ran is good. But the Ramban Kashim did not learn the way. It's the traditional reading of the Ramban in the Yeshivas. In the Yeshivas is that the Ramban is what we call the two tracks. As he himself conceived, they really should have said what? Up, Ed Amos Sirikar. They should have said that. And the only thing they did is technical. Because you make a mistake, you think you need both at the same time. That's the Ramban, the opening line of the Ramban, as long as Muhammad. But in principle, they conceived, they should have said, throughout them conceived that. The Ran said, you know why I didn't say Ap Eidah Mitzirah Karasi? Because Eidah Chassim is Takanat Karasi. Eidah Chassim is only Karasi with Torah Eidah Mitzirah. The Ran took care of that. But the Ramban didn't take care of it that way. He got it technically. But he holds Eidah Chassim with Torah Eidah Chassim. So very nice. What do you do with the din of Eidah Mitzirah Fokas Nishnayim? Rebun Nishalaylam. Rebun Nishalaylam. Very nice. Eidah Chassim is Mashra Shtar. A beautiful, gorgeous star. Beautiful. Ramban did it. Eidah Mitzirah Fokas Nishnayim. Yes.
Exactly.
Don't blame my daughter, he's blaming the Ramban for. Blame everybody in the whole wide world except for Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone else. It's good, he's correct. The whole world doesn't care about Tam, so why not? Who after the day that was Mishnah? But after the din, that's the cash. So I'll get an answer. I'll give an answer. I have an answer. Give me Moshe. That get is not the same as Kiddushin. He's only an educator. That's finished. you know, Anakim. Beautiful, brilliant answer. It can't solve the problem completely. But then we have a little bit of a problem. The problem is, as we said before, the Ron Kasha, is he back? The Ron asked the Kasha against the Rambam. Most of Ron Kasha. Ron asked the Kasha, doesn't it say the Rambam? Because if it's going to be good by Mammon, it should be good by Get. So we said, the kind of ridiculous question is this. We all ought to get a different, because they never should have a problem with Mishnayim, but now we're going to renege on that. Now we're going to backtrack and say, according to the Ramban, Get is not the same as Kiddush. Right? That's why you know, don't have the Kiyum, knew that we're back to square one. So what was the Ron Kasha over here? The Ron has the Kasha, happened the Ramban say, they don't have any Mishnayim. You have to give a start in the middle of the day. So we say, even though there's no any Mishnayim, it's called at 12 o'clock. Why? Because it affects Mishnayim's mother in command and dummy. Right? So if that's the case, that'll work by Get too. And don't tell me Get Sava Shabi Arba. It's not true. It's not that was not about a Shabi Arba. So that's the Kasha. So what's the Kasha? That's what I said. How do you, that's what I want to know. So how do you read this Kasha? Hamidim Yikorim. How did you read this Kasha? How did you read this Kasha? Let's see it again. Look inside. The last line on page 94. Let's read it together again, slowly, very slowly, because I think that the Ulam jumps over the cash without really getting to the depth of it, I think. The Ein Nirali, well, what did Ramban say? Ramban said, you have Shnei Shtarot Yotzim B'Yom Echad, and you say, Shuda D'Dayini. Why? Because the one which has Eidim Mitzvah is Kona first. I maybe there's no Eidim Mitzvah. Well, you don't need Eidim. Mitzvah is Father Kameh and Dunn. Right? The matter's not true. You need Mitzvah B'Eidim. That's your bracket of terms. Mitzvah B'Eidim and Yaboy. The Mitzvah B'Eidim and Yaboy, below Eidim, below Mahanya. He's saying, according to the Rabbi Lazar, I give over a star to a buyer, sell it to a buyer, and no one is watching it, it's no good. He's saying, sounds like he's saying, it's no good. Shemaya kona ben mamen, la malo tikro, nigitin. It's good by mamen, so it should be good by getting too. So we said before, it should be erva. But we already tried to downplay the dava should be erva, because we said that according to the rabbi, don't let him see your mamish. We said, not a dava should be erva, but it's like black the mash, well, getting perhaps. I'm not sure what the Ramban's predisposition is, or all the Rav for that matter. And it's my focus between the 2 days in the Rashba. What about the Get or Chavla Kerem or not? I didn't see this, actually, the response like the Rashba. I didn't see the Rav, all the Rav, what the position, but the first position is on this very important question of whether Get is Chavla Kerem or not. The question is yes, the Rashba and the Rav, the response say no, and I don't know what the Rav and the Rav usually, Ron and Ron, you know, Ramban and Ron and Bill born in school of Rashba Ritzma, that was told usually the same Smedrish, if you may use that term loosely. So that, you say that way, but not, that'll be wonderful. Oh, that'll be nostalgic. It'll explain why I overcome the problem of a Davos Rebbe Thomas Mishnah and Lelikim. It's not Kavla Kher. But we'll be stuck over here again. Ron Kasha. What's Ron Kasha? What is Ron Kasha? How can the star be cone at 12 o'clock in the middle of the day with no way to receive it? If it should work that way, let it work by guess as well. Now let me read a little further. The chitayim or enochinami, oh, maybe it really works by guess. Eladika lemechash dilma easy apte. I get we're afraid of forgery. Right? The caution is sky and the chosamah, lekel of mechash the ii the yafte, va'anan sade, the iu yave nihalo, kevan shaget yote mitachat yoda, kishem shana makshir mosa bloedem mitira, kishem nechtam lishmo, the yote mitachat yoda. Elevadai mitzil rabaloza bloedem lo mahanya midi. End quote. I want to focus on these two lines. What does it mean? The simple shot is that the Ron learns that Ede Chasima with no Ede Mesira is nothing. Doesn't work. And therefore shouldn't work by Shtar either. It's Kash against the Ramban. I have a slight problem with that. Because the Ron, who's the Ron fooling? 15 lines later, Ron has a whole thesis, which he explains why Eda Chassim Le'ad Messiah was also going according to the Rif, according to the Beloved. Although he has a somewhat different shot, but now that he rejects it completely, here the Rana takes something very deep. Avada, if the shtar, if the get is a good get, 100% good get, with perfect erechasim, or shtar moment, with perfect erechasim, with no quibble, no question, no chash about it, the Rana can see that it works. But he explains great length in the wide lines here on Memchesim and Aleph, because erechasim is a tariq of a sira, however you want to slice it, whatever the love this is, but he can see that it works. The whole discussion in this round, from the last two lines to all these wide lines here on Amar Aleph, is about a different thing. It is, what about a get? Listen very carefully. Or a shtar? Listen very carefully. What about a get or a shtar? Which, let's say, to give the proper litmus test, would not be chalak one of man. A get or a shtar, which would be no good according to the man. Remember that expression, no good according to the man. No good according to the mayor means it's not a proper raya, it doesn't click, it's not a mukhami toka, whatever you want to call it. It will not be valid according to the mayor. That's the question. It is not going to be valid according to the mayor. And there's no way to chasima, what's the din then? I repeat, it's not valid according to the mayor. Right? And in the way to the Sira, that's what the Rana is talking about. It's between the lines of the Rana, that's what I'm saying, it's a Chiddush I'm telling you of Pshat, but I think it's Demis of Pshat. I repeat one more time. A Shtar which is now going to be Meir, the Rana, the whole Arichel Tzvon, and a Chassim double Zayin in the Sira, he was focusing on a Shtar which is not going to be effective according to the Meir. And now the question becomes, what will happen if there's no way to the Sira? Will it be good, or will it be no good? And that, the Rana says, a Vav is no good. The Rana said, it's certainly no good. What do you mean it's no good according to the Meir over here? Because see, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about two shtaros she also be omechot. And according to the Meir, what are they called? The Rana says, he told a few times. What moment are they called? Shtaros according to the Meir. Come on. End of the day. So Fayom. Now you want to be called at 12 o'clock. Right? And he didn't give up what they did to the Meir. That's ridiculous. The shtar is quote, no good according to the Meir. What do you mean no good according to the Meir? No good to be called at 12 o'clock. According to the Meir. You have to wait till 7 o'clock. So 12 o'clock is going to be no good according to the Meir. And there's a way to commit Sira, then forget it. That's what the Rana is talking about in Kashi and Rambam. How can you say that it's called 12 o'clock with no 8 days of Sira, and it affects not a proper Erechasim either, because Erechasim only going to be working itself alone. That's the Ron's kasha over here. That is the Ron's kasha. That's the Ron. In this case, the Ron says, with no item to Sira, it's no good at all. That's what he means. And he explains why. If that's the case, you should say if I get two. What do you mean if I get two? The Ron himself said, if I get it is good. Oh, good and perfectly valid guess. There, we the Ron says, that Eda Chassim will work with Eda Messira as well. And a perfectly valid guess. Get which is written Lishma. Five Lishma, the work. Oh, but the Ron says, if you're going to tell me that a get, as long as it has Eda Chassim, even though they really quote-unquote don't work, according to the mayor, still, it's going to be good, according to the Ramban doesn't say, there's no way to Messira. That's what he said, no? At 12 o'clock, it's still no way to Messira. How can that be? The Erechasim aren't effective until 7 o'clock. So then it should apply when it comes to a get. I have a get to find Shalom Yishmo. Shalom Yishmo. Yes, Tehran, if the Ramban is right, it should be good mid the Oraisa with no Ede Messira. It should be good mid the Oraisa with no Ede Messira. Why? Look, you have Ede Chassimo signed it. It's not a forgery, not Mezuyah. And it's not Mezuyah. So let's just say, but there was this, all the two words which the Ran slugged up. This is the most, and it's interesting. It's this place, I think it's the only place in this whole big Ran where these two words are found. What are the words I'm referring to? On the third line. What are the two of them referring to? A very critical phrase you talk about all the time. What phrase am I referring to? Anan Sadi. What does Anan Sadi mean? We keep referring to it in that phrase. Look, the get was here, now it's here. How to get there? We are witnesses. The guy that was. So we're witnesses to the mystery. The Ran rejects that Svara. So that Svara were right, he says. If Eide Chassima to the Anan Sadi to the mystery, so Eide Chassima Shalol Shema should be good Midah Oraisa. Why not? The kosher aiden, right? The kosher aiden, let it work midaraisa. The fact that it does not, and the Gemara clearly applies not to aiden, forgive me, do it mitocho, he understands. So therefore, the reason why it's not good midaraisa, even though it's not, is because you know what, the Ram rejects the Anan Sadi. It's the Beresh. He rejects the Anan Sadi. Wait a minute, did you learn that it was a good getting before? I thought that's exactly Ran's position, that according to the Rish, you say Anan Sadi. Isn't that exactly what the Ran said later on, the big fat lines here on the Mukhes, towards the bottom? Where the Ran developed all those pieces? The Eidech HaSim were for Torah, Tehra, Mitzvah, isn't that based on Anan Sadi? If I'm not mistaken, the words do not repeat themselves on this whole page. Only found in the debunking of the Ramban. So what did the Ran say there for? Isn't the Ran based on an Anan Sadi? You don't want to say Rechidish. And the Ran is not based on an Anan Sadi. Not at all. He rejects an Anan Sadi. What does he mean? He never says that we are the aid of Assyria. He doesn't say that. He repeats over and over and over and over again. The aid of Hasim are aid of Assyria. But I'm not Sadi. Haim Sadi. Haim. The aid of Hasima work as aid of Assyria as well. You know what? I was looking for this. I was trying to find it. I found it. Look at how hard you find it. The stifle. That was a stifle. Kilos Yaakov. Simon Dalit. He has this discussion in his statement of favors. What's chapter around? Is it Anan Sadi? Or no? He makes a kakir. He shivers a kakir out of it. Is it an Anan Sadi? You know, we are witnesses? Or no? Not Anan Sadi. Here's his lush if I can find it. You can say Anan Sadi. The Ace of Frosh should go off and ask everything. So the Emmets are Aden, Mehidim, Shekomach, the cost of the get, whoever. From the Aden of the Gerishim. Half of Isha dying on the Scarsha. The Kobogom Zerg, there's a cost of Vishnorin. Shoedim, you call him Lahoy, the Chasimosan, Almash, Lahoy, are dying. Call Hefa Sham, the Friar, with Samuel El Napto. On the main and mother's way to zoo, Ella Akashia Shtab Yad Mishin is Sky of Low. The Kako additional Eddie Shtab. Should the Eden al Dover Shahia Kali Akra Mistira? You call on the Hoya of that Terem Shahoya. Will not give it out to Mistaye. Nimsa, Shaka Pona made a Hasim of Asim the Eden Mamish Allegation. Finally, look, Shahia Shtab Yoda, give a Goresha. Mushamaki Mishmach Shishapa Rayda Hasim Kamei Mistira. Finally, Eden Makalos Agarishin. Kalorak Eden al Kashris Ashtar. He says, Eidim Mistira, don't take Eidim Mistira literally. Eidim Mistira means Eidim that the woman is divorced. Now, of course, what's the trigger? What's the action which makes a divorce? Everyone knows that. Is it the writing of the get? No. Is it the sign of the get? No. What is it? So, and then what's the second of divorce? Mysteria. The Eidim Mysteria character really means, according to this interesting shock, Eidim Mysteria means Eidim Gerish. Eidim Gerish character. That's what you saw when you were given over. You saw that she's divorced. Come back a little bit, maybe the shadow about this. We'll see soon. As they suggest, Mimela, the Eide Hasima with the Xeris Akosin of Shnorik. And once it gets into her hand, we say that it's obvious that it came from the husband because they thought they gave it to the husband. So they're in effect Eide Gerishin. That is Eide Mitzir. But it's not Staman Anan Sadi. What it really boils down to is we keep saying over from day one, the opening day. Xeris Akosin of Shnorik. Rish Lakosh. Eidim HaChasum and HaShtar, Kenech Yerusha Mebezin, and as a Soloveitchik, one of the Rocha added in the Kuntrit, not only in what that the Adam as of that moment, not only that we assume that they're not forced, but also they have the ability, believe it or not, to project into the future. That's exactly what the story got. That's the disciples. It's not an anantana. It's not an anantana. He says, yes. Gaba derazef, shitla, mashnapsha, chasimus, edith, edith, ala mesirah, ala mesirah, ala anantana. Now, how about the star of Yodam, my boy? The loka, eleka, edith, kala, mesirah, shreda, chasimah, 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 mesirah. True. But it's not only an anantana, rabosai. It's more than an anantana. An anantana by itself wouldn't work. Not the Kuvah Deveda. They want to work. And he gets an interesting mushroom. Ooh, look at this child. We're going to learn this year. We start this year. After Yashin, we're starting the famous Sukkot of Shlichus. And that time of the Sukkot, maybe when we're going to try to hear this parak, beautiful parak. Have a child. Let's say, Reuven wants to divorce his wife. He gives me a piece of paper. I want you to set the written perfectly valid guest. Reuven and Shimon divorcing Leah by slavery, and the Reuven is fine to wait them, and I have it, and I'm coming to Bethlehem, and I want to hear, I'm a Shliach. My dear friend, they say, prove you're a Shliach. Prove I'm a Shliach. I'm a guest. A guest. Two Adam signed it. It said Reuven ben Shimon. So obviously he gave it to the Adam signed it, gave it to Reuven. Reuven gave it to me. So of course I made it. In fact, he told him to get, it's too positive, and he's going to back a shliach. You know what? The Rambam of the night. I don't want to go with the sixth parak of the Kinyanim now. But the Rambam of the Paragimel, in his list, issues, I think it's down. Halacha Tetzvah says no. Not true. It's not true. So just happy. No, it's not true. After that, I'm sorry. Woo! The Rambam holds. There's no such thing as an anantada. No. It's anantada. It's not like Aden. Anantada triggers Rabotai. The Xeris are crossed of Shtaros, Betar Shlokish. That's all the truth given to the ultimate recipient. The Isha, the Tona, the Sodeh, whatever it may be. But give it to a Shliach. There's no Xeris are crossed of Shtaros about the Shliach. And therefore, if he doesn't bring two other witnesses that he's attacked the Shliach, he's going to be thrown out of court. That's the proof that the such a sheet exists, that denies the Anansadi on its face. This is, again, Kilas Yaakov, Simon, David. This being the case, we also say before, we said before Pshat, that, listen carefully please, that the again is not Kavlach Eirim. This is one of the Pshat before, it's not Kavlach Eirim, and that's why it's new. There's no problem. It should be Arab, Pachos, Mishnai. No. We can say a different interpretation. We can say it's treated as an Eidim and Sira Mamash, and it works to Dava Shabi Erva, even if it gets Tav Lachayr. Because why? That's the Xeris HaKotav of Shtar. This being the case, I may want to make the following humble suggestion, which is that it's not what's written in all the Svarim. We always think that the Ramban's own personal Shita is simply Av, Eidim, and Sira Karsi, two things unrelated to each other. The Eidim Chasima track, Eidim and Sira track. What do you do with Dabba Shabi Erba? Forget that you're stuck. You say it may say it's not Tav Lachayr. Maybe not that way. Maybe the Ramban agrees to what we call the Anan Sadeh. Yeah. Anan Sadeh is a snore. Look, the Ramban suggested within the Ramban, you tell me Anan Sadeh. Right? So let's say Anan Sadeh should work even by getting. That's the kasha which the Ramban asks against the Ramban. So you can make the following suggestion. His kasha was, let it work by Shalom Lishma as well. So Rabbi asked the kasha. He answered himself. It doesn't matter the Ryan's kasha. So Rabbi asked the kasha himself. We saw it in the Muhammad, and it was a little bit in the Chidushim. So why shouldn't Eidei Chasima Shalom Lishma work? Midoraita? He gave it to the Torah. What Torah did he give? Whatever is Koreis, remember that one? Whatever is Koreis requires the Shema. Doesn't matter why it's Koreis. Whatever is Koreis, and it's, look, Kodan Havid even includes Mesira. Maskana is not because it's not in the Guf Haget. This being the case, we can suggest that's a Pshat in the Ramban. The reason why you need Eidei Chasima Lishma is because it's Koreis in this case. And whatever is Koreis, it's there, it's a custom, it needs the Shema. here comes a very interesting question. The head of the Tzotz HaKoshen says, based upon the Ran, a Chiddush Gadol. What happens in the following case? This can really happen. You know, in real life, it can happen. And then everyone in the history understood the eighth Kiddush. That was a privilege to that. That's a wonderful honor. May happen one day. You get eighth Kiddush, and you're watching, they say, the rabbi says, watch as the husband puts the ring on his wife's right index finger, and you have to watch, and he says, I react religiously. Okay. Just imagine, you're watching, you're all eyes, you're focused completely on that handing over the ring, and at that split second, when it's just left on, what happens? The photographer walks away. That's got a picture. What's more important? The wedding or the picture? Last for a minute, the picture's for life forever. What's more important? Still in the picture. And he blocks the view. And now one split second, that the ring is actually put on the finger, you don't see it? What's the difference? That's what Patel talks about. He didn't have photographers, but there was some other cloth walking away after a second. But it's obvious, you know for 100% sure, that the ring was put, given from him to her. Why? Because the amount of time that intervened, there wasn't enough time for the handoff to go to someone else to give it to her. It was impossible. He's about to hand it to her. Someone just put his hand right in the way, that split second, and then you see it's on our finger. Clear as day. So A is via below real. 100% clear to everybody, and those witnesses especially, that he gave her the ring. But I didn't. See, did you really see? I said, Rabbi, I can't tell a lie. At that split second, someone put his hand in the way, and I just, But it's obvious to me, because it was going this way, and then the second later it was on a finger, and it was impossible for anything else. There wasn't enough time for anything else to happen. Obviously, so what's the difference? Because if so, things are good, you know why? Right? It's right. As the evidence that it should work. It should work. The two of them said it's ridiculous. You need a key. How can it possibly work? What do you mean? And you got the old Eddie Kim. And now it's not it works. For Eddie Kim? For the two of them is schwer. What we said now, the two of them is not schwer at all. The Ran never said an Ansari. Oh no! No, the Ran rejects an Ansari. The Ran is based, as we saw in the Stipula, on what? On a din of Erash Lokish, Eidem Achatun al Ashtar, connected with that, which means there were Mamish al Pigzer, the Kasa Bishtar, there were real Eidem who are in effect Eidem on the Gerishim. He put the Nidwan to Eidem on the Messiah, because Eidem on the Gerishim. The Mamish Eidem, who are the Kasa Bishtar. But in the case where the hand is putting the back of the photographer walk between me and the Chasam Kala, who said that works? The runaways. How you know it? No, knowledge is not enough. You to actually see it. Who saw the Gerishim? The two eyes inside it. What? They saw it? No. There's the cut to the stars. That's what they saw. Plus, it's now in her hand. As if they ate them on the Gerishim itself. Ooh. Well, to bring it to your attention, so I think Pshat is over here in the Ramah. Now, the Ran, I thought, and they brought a Ran from the Ran that told it, and I want to slug up the Ran from the Ran based on what you said now. It's not an Ansari, the Ran rejects an Ansari. It's there because of the story. Nothing to do with the target getting in the way. The Ramban, by contrast, the Ramban, he may in fact hold from the Anansari. That perhaps in fact the Ramban does hold from a kind of an Anansari as the Ran suggests the Ramban would in fact hold this way from this Anansari. Yeah, was an Anansari. And of course the question of the Ran was sort of so far still remains. Well, does an Ansari work in a case where the document itself is we'll call it faulty according to every mayor. Here in the case of a star at 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock, the Ramban would say yes. It works right away without any Masira because at 12 o'clock it's an Ansari and there ain't as if there ain't a Masira, even though for the mayor wouldn't work at the end of the day, because that will be told us again the passion. But, this is the question he asked, that's where I get to. Why let it rip by Getzuri? So the answer is, if a star is get, it's not a star that the start. But if a star said it would work. The reason I'll do it by Getzuri is a totally different reason. We saw that from the Muhammad. Whatever is Torah has to be the Shema. Top has that, can't ask any question. It's a grand Zakatah, sort of the Rabbi. It's like Zakatah, which includes the Chesimah, because whatever is Torah, the Chesimah is the Zukma B'Alma. Zakatah does not mean Zakatah, according to the Rabbi. Zakatah means any indispensable part of the piece of paper has to be Lishma. Sure, that's the Rabbi in the second of Muhammad. Where you got it from, I don't know. You got to be smart, that's what Zakatah means. Mark thought about it, even the Nazan. More rejects it's not part of the Chesimah of the Get. But the custom, whenever it's indispensable, it automatically requires a Shema. It's a special given gift. And that would answer the kasha of the Ron Gepter Rambam. But not the simplistic way. Who was the Ron one? Does he know? Oh, God, Baal doesn't work when it comes to getting the Kiddushin. No, it's too simplistic. I'm talking about a much more sophisticated and deep question over here. That's sort of the average case. How does the Ron to themselves is good? Talking about the case of faulty quality of your mayor. That's what it's about. Faulty quality of your mayor. We don't apply these automatic rules, these automatic villains, but so that's the answer, it shouldn't work at all. And the Rabban says, no, even though it's 40 going to be mayor, it can still apply a non-salary, and it's beautiful. The Rabban actually talks, the Dinnish Storrs, the Dinnish Storrs can't work, but 40 going to be mayor. Well, there's not a Dinnish Storrs, he's going to play a non-salary. Doesn't do anything, a non-salary is going to be a Dinnish Storrs, like the Rabban sheet, though, give them a Chiyach level. We made the Rabban says, no, the Rabban would say yes. And outside is straight. No, you're going to start. You hold that way and stand very well. Life could work. Even if the document happens to be somewhat faulty, right? It's a little bit faulty, it's not perfect. Still on outside. Right now, it's an outside. It was a piece of paper which was signed, right? Given over 12 o'clock, and we say that the Dorf Maldin is the equivalent of Adam Messira. So on and so forth, it's kind of an anansari over here. That's how I think that the Rama would answer the kasha of the Rama. But again, we moved the debate over to a whole different plane, a whole different level. Yes? It's so argued. It's so understood the Rama to be the plane of an anansari. I think if you look more carefully, I think this type happens to be right. I mean, that was not sure. I think the second side is right. Yes, Kayim.
So in line here, would you say that the reason why it's only denoted at all, but the confused about it or whatever, that's an anansari meaning?
Right, as the Ram suggested. Well, tell me it's an anansari.
I thought the Ram suggested it would have one there, maybe.
Well, you have Aden, you are Aden in this case, right? Hasima. But the Aden Hasima can't work with very moment because it can't work definitively because it's in the middle of the day. But there are, in fact, Aden.
Right, so I thought the Rana only would suggest that on Sunday when you already have a Google Aden. But or else, why don't you suggest this answer to the Ramban that if you have no Aden at all, then how could you apply an Aden? The Ramban wouldn't be
home. Well, the Ramban doesn't get to Ramban like this. How can you, Ramban, say on Sunday in this case?
No Aden at all.
No. There are Aden. There are Aden Hasima. But the Aden Hasima here would not work once. Every mayor, that's my slip of seven. Quarter of a mayor, and if a Hasidah cannot work, be calling at 12 p.m. Middle of the day. It doesn't work. Because, after all, we'll get that. There's another Pshat in Ramban, which the Cypher has, but should we go to that first? Maybe we should go to that first. Once we're talking about Cypher title, here's another amazing line, of the unbelievable thing. Do you remember, we said from the basic, one of the very beginning, we said that we had, clear as day, the definition of a shtar, king of the quarter of your mayor, is thesis raya biyad bala shtar. I have to be mukha mitofel, and I would fetch myself into the Rashi. The Rashi would disagree. I said, my friend Rashi can't possibly disagree, Rashi with something different. All that difference. Well, he says I'm all wrong. You know why? Because of Eli's kash, your kash. Yes, because I told you I didn't have a good character with it. I'm still not sure the character wanted the rub with me, but he says the rub is wrong. Then your kasha. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. That's a quote on that Dalit. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, two couples, the same exact name at the same time.
So
the question is, can you give it over? Now, the Torah says it can't be Yod Rebbe. All the way to Yod Rebbe is Mishulashim. Yod Rebbe Shimon ben Avram, Yod Rebbe Shimon ben Yitzchak. But many Rishonim, including the Ran, the Ramban, say that's ridiculous. There's no same Shavim. The Quran it is, it's not Shavim. What's Yod Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuvin, what's Yod Rebbe Shimon ben Levi? It's not Shavim. So the question was raised, Gevalt, Samuch HaMitocha. So the statement like this, he didn't know what Rabbi Soloveitch said, he didn't know what his Shiro, but he knew about the Nesivis. But the Nesivis, the good news is there for the Rav thing. The good news is, the Nesivis is about the Rav. I didn't realize that. The Nesivis, the similar Rav, is quite new. The Mefevich, obviously the quantum of the mayor, definition of a Shakinia, is given right after the Balashah. So we have a Nesivis on our side. It's a Gemara. I mean, there's a Ramban and other Rishonim against him. No, but the two Yosef and Shimon both have wives. Rachel Bat Levi. Both. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Listen to me for a minute. No, what can we do? So not everyone agrees to it. The stipulation is based on this, that you don't, according to the mayor, you don't even look at me talking. Rav Soloveitcher, it's impossible. It is not only impossible, but it's actual. According to the Rambam. Listen very carefully to the Rambam. Listen to this. So what was supposed to prove? We should go back to the Abdallah. You know what? Let's open up the Abdallah and Allah. We haven't been there for a few days. Let's check out what it looks like. Let's look at the Abdallah and Allah for a minute. What does it say there? Abdallah and Allah. Let's just look again one more time. Abdallah and Allah. What does it say? Quoting my paper, come on. Shnayim sheshofus tagit nishmafim shofim. Vinit arvu. Nothing stand the zoo, stand the zoo. Kabi Gemara, the low kabalata. Shem zulayadi edem mitzir b'vehem inay of the gasha. And the Gemara thought needed mitzir lishma. Abba sahamim. Abba meir nicha. Parentheses. I'm going to go to the Mishulash. You see the reference wrong. I told you already last week at the Ran, in the whole business, the sixth and the four, the rise back and forth, he never mentioned his proof. He didn't relate to it. The Ran never even quoted. The Ramban had what to say about it. Ooh, he spent a lot of time on the Ramban. Palmin, remember that whole story? Remember that? Since Mesira sometimes has to hear the Shema, he's always at the Shema, he's always at the Shema. Since Mesira always at the Shema, fine. But the Ran didn't even relate to this question. Didn't even quote it. Why not? I told you why not, according to the Ran, Eide Chassima Rukh Batorah, Eide Mesira, and you would need a Mesira Lishma. You can't dial Eide Mesira Mehafa to Eide Chassima Sagi, because Eide Chassima Sagi adds Eide Mesira, so you still need a Mesira Lishma. That's why I understood. So I told you last week. However, the Kilisak has a different interpretation. And after I saw his, I was not completely convinced anymore that I was right. You know, when you say Abshai, you always think, I'm 100% right. I thought it was a revolving, a chiddush I had. But Rana said, because he's not only a chassim as an independent track, but only as a mitzvah, it's mitzvah lishma. That's the thing is, I'm not 100% sure I'm right. Because what does it mean? A chassim will work as a mitzvah. What does it really mean? But they died in between. Still good. So what's going on? So we said before, it's exactly about the stars, right? So I'm just not so sure how to say how the exactly about the operator. But maybe the shot is that once they signed the get and they gave it over to Reuven, and also the get turns up in the hands of Rachel, so maybe we should say that they are aiding them in effect on a Mesira Lishma. In other words, they're dead when the Mesira happens. So why did it affect them, the Eidos, the Nebuchadnezzar, the beginning, the stuff, and they get both to both? It died before it even happened. You can argue that an abstract, this Gazakaz and Ashtar, which makes an Eidim on the Gerishin, is considered an Eidim on the Gerishin and the Shema. That's a little bit of a tricky phraseology. I'm not sure who's right in this nuance. I thought I was right, so I put it, what's this track? What's this track? It's a very, in a sense, a better shot, but in a sense, a worse shot. It was better, much worse. It sounds like this. This is what he says. Please. Backwards. Please. It sounds like this. We say that Eidim Tassimah can double as quote-unquote Eidim Tassimah. We have to start. When you go into the star at Rebbe Altai, it has to be a zashtar, a spit star, a star that's gewaldig, a star we'll call the Rupa Mitoko, a star that's clear as day. Then we can say that the Eide Chassimah can double the Eide Mitzvah, the Gzeh Tzavim of Shtar. What is the weakness in the star of Altai? What there is a weakness in the star, and the star doesn't prove 100% what's going on, it can no longer apply the Kiddush Neira, a Rish Lakish squared, that Eide Chassima are like Eide Gerishin, like Eide Mitzvah, because the Chassima is a soul shrach. That doesn't prove anything really. Drop the Iran like this, drop the sniper like this. Here's the pshat. Listen carefully, please. This is how we answer Tzitzit Kasha, according to the Iran. Tzitzit Kasha against the Riv. Forget the Eide Mitzvah. Let the Eide Chassima work. What do you mean in effect? Let the Eide Chassima double as Eide Mitzvah on the Gerishin. Not so fair. What's the case over here? Two Yosef ben Shimon, two Rachel ben Bas Levi. So in this particular case, in this particular case, where there are two Yosef ben Shimon and two Rachel Bas Levi, in this case, do we say it's Mukhav Mitzelka? Have you heard Kasha before? No! It's not Mukhav Mitzelka. The Tos says, so if it'll get no good, but the Mishulashim. But the Rav didn't learn Mishulashim. We didn't learn Mishulashim, so I would say it should be no good at all. So the Rav is Tikkul Torah, that what? That the Tzitzit is Baal Ashtar, it's Mashlim, the Luch of Yitzhak. But the fact is, don't give me Tikkul Torah. Simira, this Kiddush Neira Ad Ma'od, for this is the Luch of Yitzhak. And this Bin Chiddush Din Nora will therefore not work in the case in which there are two Yosef and Shimon. The emphasis is Kasha Gavaldi. First, there's a Kasha. Dal Eidi Mitzvah Mihacha. But according to you, there is. Eidi Chassimah is enough. But Eidi Chassimah is enough on the year too. That's how it is. In a normal, average case, Eidi Chassimah is enough. Because there's only one Reuven Ben Shimon, only one Leah Bas Levi. So you're home free. That's the point. Right, that's the best part of the Shlurit. So if you were two by the same name, two husbands by the same exact name, all of a sudden it's a whole divorce game. Now we say, it doesn't prove anything, because I know it just came from the right husband to the right wife, got mixed up, you know, everything could happen. So therefore, although the get is a good get, according to the Ramban, which should not be taken for granted, Tosfos is not a good get, Ramban is a good get, but with extra added in, that the Ran has, that you apply the principle of Eidei Chassimah double the Eidei Mitzvah, this extra din can simply not function in this case. A brilliant answer. Of course, this answer is correct. What? I can't say it's strange. It's like two bolts passing in the night. The Torah of the Kasha, of course, taught Mishulashim. And therefore, the question is, if you're right, Ran, the Eidei Chassimah could work with Eidei Mitzvah too, how the Ran responds? Not Mishulashim, because Shavin. And if it says Shavin, then my Kiddush, Eidei Chassimah, working with Eidei Mitzvah, cannot work. But if you also been Shimah, it's in the same two Rachel and Levi in the same town. That's a slight, a beautiful shot. The slight concern is that they're arguing really at a different point. They're arguing in a different area. They're arguing this is carrying out of a previous argument, whether he needs Mishulashim or not. Of course, in my shot originally, the Bible said even if Mishulashim, even the Shulashim, the Rav would have no kasha, because after all, the Eidei Chassimah working with Torah, Seder, and Mitzvah, and never the Mitzvah of the Shua. I just wanted to point out, that's what he has to say, again, in the Kilos Yaakov, Simin, Achidus Gorom, Achidus Gorom, Achidus Gorom, Achidus Gorom. One more Kiddush, he said, before you leave. Start asking questions against this Kiddush, and he says like this, I thought it was my own also. the Nesivah is in the same place, Simon Lamanov, cousin yours, says when it comes to a man that says about his wife, I divorced her, the Mefurash Gemara is believed. Now what about you? A man says, I divorced my wife, you believe him. What? One person? Yes, you believe him. Why? Who knows why? Who knows why? Anyone else in the world comes to such a that Reuven divorced her? Not believe. Reuven himself, I, Reuven, divorced my wife. To believe. Why?
Yes.
Exactly. The other legash. Why should he lie? He might not guess. In a second, give it to him. Not the other legash. So the Nesiva says, the way he phrases it, the reason you don't need, listen carefully, this is the Nesiva, so again, the Lamed Vav, sit across the earth. The reason you don't need two Aden, the Torah, and David to have a problem with Mishnayim, by a get, because the Baal agrees, the Baal has admitted that he divorced his wife. So then the Ramban will say, the only reason why you need two Aden on a get, whether it be Aden Mishnayim, if you need something, you can't, it's only Lashvi Ashtar. Without the Lashvi Ashtar, this is the receivers, you wouldn't have any Aden to come to a get. Why? He said, even if it's not Lashvi, so what? It's beyond the Gasha. Give them absolute memories. And therefore, if he's either wrote together with Adam on effect representing him, he's opposite their mothers. This happens with I thought, on my own, Rosh Hashanah. It's not called Chavla Cherim. What's called Chavla Cherim? Chavla Cherim means I say something which is not in my ability to achieve on my own, so therefore I'm causing someone else harm. What the husband says about his wife, she's divorced. He's causing her harm. What do you mean? He can harm her like this. The same harm he can give her a piece of paper. I mean, this charge doesn't hit her consent. He's divorced. Finished. If he says that he divorced her, so what kind of chav lachem? Chav lachem means you're now harming someone who otherwise you couldn't harm. So we're not going to believe you. Here, so if you say, I married this woman, who are you? You have no power to marry the woman. She can slap you in the face. She probably will. So she's never going to marry you. You say, I married her. You look at you, you see, I'm a sugar. Chav lachem. But over here, you say, I divorced my wife. Don't believe me. Why is that chav lachem? I can just easily give another guess. Yeah, it's done. You leave him right away up front. It's a different twist, a different connection. Not to try to write the fact that the receiver himself said, even though it is Chav lachem, still the Baal belief is in the other. Different twist. Because it's the other, it's not called Chav lachem. Either way, this is an interesting play. So you have to come on to we spoke about this in the Rajba. The Rajba said it's not Chav lachem because, you know, we said before Pshat, because she doesn't do a coin even before she was divorced. As a footnote in the Rajba said, in the Sefer Yavam. I have this one hour, actually 2 hours, and this is sort of the fact. One is a raya, that is a raya to the disciples I saw brought to the episode, there are shaks. This is the famous thing that I quoted to you last week, Noshim Kedusha, we have that famous introduction, Rawls and Soros. That's here, the first page. With the top Shin Ches. He writes, amazing. That's over here, world, sort of, left, target on the first page. He writes, on Akote, the Ben of Yushalayim, and the Sunnah, the end of Motor, Uzu Motok, Mechut, the Shak of Kerem, Umechadar, and Amos. So imagine this. There was a bomb falling, no to eat. He's writing a paper in Rambam. No Shin Kedusha. I don't know if it actually came out. I wanted to win the actual print. I printed it on the bottom before, maybe. So, but in this holy paper, in Perek Aleph, Allah that you've given him, in the Pugarishin, a Shach Shalita has a simile of so. Similar to so. What's from his uncle, Mrs. Zalman. His wife's uncle, Mrs. Zalman, also. I'll read you just a little line over here. He says like this. Eda Kasima Zajo Ben Umdana will be caught in Eda Tala Batira Kamesha Kozel Medin Ashtar, right? Shanaat Do Ida Eda Kasima. In other words, you need the Shema because the Din of Shtar. He keeps saying it's not just Taman and Ansari and Umdana. It's more than that. A Torah of the Gilsa Bekan that it works. Zel Gedar Akkor Eda Kasima Kaisi. It's a pasuk. In other words, it's a chasam of the chasam. It's not stama and a non-saga. No, not at all. It's a getter of shtar. This is a chiddush in a shtar. I guess that we sort of see it. That one being an interesting point. They start the Yotam Yom Echad. What's the Rambam? The Rambam says, in Parag Gimel, Halacha Yibayt Nechaz Gerishim, Shnayim Shashofu Shnagidim Shofu Vinit Aru, Nos and Shnayim Lezul V'Shnayim Lezul, listen to this now, Be'ed Eim Esira. You need Eid Eim Esira. Eid Eim Esira. You don't need Eid Eim Esira. Eid Eim Esira is enough. Lomit Eid Eim Esira Dachta. Ulam Vuhar Osi Shakshir. What do you mean? This Mabashat, I mean, doesn't spell the same words. The same as we said before from the disciple. But the Chiddush Din Neira of the Ran, namely, that Eid Chassidim is double as Eid Mesira, only works in the Shtar is perfect, with no qualms, no questions. But with two of them, three also from Shimon, it won't work. That's the right one to bring from the Rambam as well. I think the Raya got to a perfect Raya, because you could say, really, it's only Eid Mesira. The get would be a valid get with no edifice here. Only one problem. How should the proof should do it? Because it's not a chesaron in the kinyan, it's a chesaron in the raya. Tell me. If you know edifice here, she'll walk with the get one day here in my get. I'll say, well, you could either be the wrong woman, the wrong man, you could either ask another guy. It could be all edifice from the raya, she'll walk. Rambam didn't say it's from the kinyan, it's from the raya. It's not a perfect proof. But I have one more final question, and I'll leave you with this. We'll go back to other matters, which is, hey, if you don't need Mucha Mitocha, which is so much the sadly tried to prove, you don't need Mucha Mitocha at all. It's not like the Rav said, he's mashed and this and that. Don't need it at all. So if you don't need it at all, this is a very basic question. A very basic question. A very basic question. So why is the style of the Rav Meir only calling the Sofa Yom? Sort of time and time again, right? The Ramban, the Ram, they keep saying it's a Sofa Yom. Why Sofa Yom? When we learn Pshat, you can move on me Tofa, we understand Sofa Yom. So move on me Tofa, so Sofa Yom. But you're going to claim, according to the Ram, you don't really need to move on me Tofa. You don't need it. Like I said, she wants to suggest Pshat, you don't need to move on me Tofa. You don't need it. So if you don't need to move on me Tofa, the question becomes, so why is it only called it the Sofa Yom? I had a wild idea, but it's incomplete. I need you to put your mind to it, maybe finish it for me. I want that in the South. The Maskana to Ramban. The Ramban said that the only, that none of that shoe the work you want to remain. I think most of the Gemara goes to my Dama Wat, Eidah v'chassumav Zochimah. Okay, fine. So how did we say Pshat before? But we learned Pshat before that you don't know, get a Chassum Zophilo, so the Tzitzit Balashtat, Mashmu Mukha Mitoko, you say Zophilo is another contradictory star, not with Mashmu, because it's another contradiction, the competitor is already really alive, it's ready to be the Chalashim star, the Madonna of Chassum Zophilo. That's what we said Pshat before, it's already printed in the printer. Fine. According to this loop shot of the cipher, you don't need Mukha Mitoko. But the Mukha Mitoko, the question becomes, why should the star be calling him immediately? So the Ramadan Echam it is. But why should the sheet of Edabat Kuma Zophar make it any difference? We should still say that Zonah Mukha Mitoko, so what's the problem? Why did he say, why did he say what? How did we understood yesterday, how did we understand the Ramban, Shita, the Maskana, Edabat Kuma Zophar? I told you, and I'm not faulting myself completely, I mean, there's Shamus in the affairs of my children, but not completely my fault. I understood Shat to me, Sofa Yom. That's what Ramban said before the Sofa Yom, he also was Sofa Yom. I looked again, I'm not sure that I'm right. I'm going to help look inside, because you can see it in the Ran, it's verbatim, look in the Ran. And men, Zion, I'm going to help. And tell me if I'm, you know, I've got this new impression over here, which gave me pause. What do I want to say over here? It's a verbatim quote of the Ramban. The same exact thing as the Ramban, Mamish, you know, it's narrow, in a smaller print right beneath you. It's like this. It's fifth, sixth to the last line of the first column. He says, Yol Eli Bechav Shulam Zachalo, Bechav Tzir Yugimel, Yugimel Tragedies. Hilkach, Keva de Eda Bechav Shulam Zachalo, Are Shteyen Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu, Nechtemu, Bishah Achas. Fast water, man. I told you something yesterday. It means, don't fail. But upon reflection, he doesn't say it. How did he say the Rabban did not say Sofayom? Come on. And the Muhammad, he says it so befairish in the previous discussion. You know, he was saying about Palomoa has Shuba Shin and Mamish, no cash at all. Why is it no cash at all? Why is it no cash at all? He says it's no cash at the Misha Dale Farish, the Rav. I got to thinking, yeah.
Sure, but you're
missing time, though.
So why
don't you have to take
involved?
I'm one, I need to tell me this. I'm only getting half of it. I was thinking if Rostella Bechik is right, you need Mucha Mitocha, so of course, she's still for you. According to the Stifler, the daughter of Mucha Mitocha said, this wall sort of occurred to me. Maybe the Shah is not still for you, but then Chaim has an obvious question. So what is it? So I was thinking, I'm giving you a tchilas chat, and you have to finish it, fill in the blank.
How could it be anything else? I mean, how could it be anything?
Well, let me tell you. I don't know, I'm just giving you a half a shiur, half a shiur, and a shiur. You don't have to give me the finish it up tomorrow, you give me a chat, unless we can say it's wrong. What should it mean? That's what I would have thought, honestly. I would have thought, if you don't have a book of yourself, which is what the disciples have shot in the Ramban, well, it is, I would have said, if you hold 8 of the chasuvah, it's welcome, no? So the whoever signed first with. One is signed at 10, one is signed at 11, one's given over in the opposite order at 2, one's given over at 3. So up to me, I would say the one that's signed at 10, he must give over at 2. Given over at 3, wins. Why the win? One is given over, so my friend is God, this is torn from 10 o'clock. One's given over at 2, and this guy's going at 11 o'clock. That I would have said. But maybe, just maybe, the Ramban thinks over here that this is an impossibility. Why? So I have a case where I wrote one document at 10 in the morning and one at 11 in the morning. But these two documents are on file and the two are official stories. So maybe, just maybe, the existence of the star written at 11 a.m. somehow, and again, I'm just the gash is about to fail over here. I'm just trying to figure out some kind of shot for this cycle. Maybe the 11 o'clock star somehow prevents the 10 o'clock star from being effective retroactively at 10 o'clock. You know, back to don't pass me. I'm giving a geographical field. I don't mean it literally. I'm not even to figure out. In other words, 11 o'clock, blockade. You want to go back from 3 p.m. back to 10 a.m. You go back. Okay, 2:15 on, 2:58. You go back, and why not? When you get to 11, there's a blockade there. Because there's another star, which is written at 11. So you can't go back retroactively over to 10 o'clock and face with your car because I'm in your way. So I was thinking at the end of time discussion, but again, I don't have it filled in the blanks yet. Maybe the shot is 11 o'clock. You are at 10. You are at 11. Now, they were given at 2 and 3. We're not going back retroactively. You can't go back so far retroactively because the other star is standing in the way. Maybe that's the shot of the Ramban if you do not require Mukham Mito. Maybe the wild shot. I don't know. It's not so formed in my own mind. But I'm just thinking, according to this stifler, the only one we talk of, well, we do the whole sugi over here. Don't know. And that's a possibility that I want to suggest that you guys fill in the blanks. Okay about that? Now we turn finally to the beginning of the Maimonides today. Finally. Jesus had Groth. And those who make a number of critical points with the Groth, get fine.
According to that, in the case of Kassus Mutzer, to be so tired of Hashem that you'd be able to leave even alone.
Isn't that what the Ramban said?
That's it.
No?
Right,
the first
I think
in the Ramban itself. Chaim has a question. What about Kosav Ulmasa, Kosav Ulmasa? My average, he says, is the sixth to the last line of the Ramban, first column. My average, Shema Kosav Ulmasa, the region. I got Kosav Lashani. In which case we should say Shuda, even though Edabaka Sumu Zakhalo. Even the Chalukah Shita Tvei. That's what he said. But if you do that for a fact, then the other become told you. In fact, he would say what? He would say, shoot on that case. Right? Because of the muscle of the region, I got because of the shani. Right?
No.
That case would be shoot on. He's a kaluka shtika tfei. If you all end up a chasum and zachalo, read the Ramban. I would stand, kilo nechsa b'sha'acha. I feel a muscle because of a muscle, shneim konim mishas chasima. Now he should have said Sofayom. I'm probably wrong. I want to consider. I'm probably wrong. Probably mean Sofayom. But he doesn't say it. And I'm suggesting, according to the staff, he really shouldn't be saying it. He doesn't mean Mukhamitofo. He says it. Rabbi doesn't require Mukhamitofo. No. So when Shneim Zokim Kiyata. Then my Amit Shneim Akosu, the Muslim Mishnah, in which case he would say, Shuda, in the Chalukah Shikha Tzvei. Right? With Kosu, Mosar, Mosar. Again, I'm into a sort of a shot in formation. Yeah.
The other thing that we're talking about before is that it is Sofayom,
or at least it's Sofayom.
The
Mokhamah, Sofayom, right?
Right. Why would you Sofayom
get on YouTube? Oh, that doesn't bother me also. Very good question. Even if I shot this wacky shot over here, it would work, but the Ramban before didn't say it that way. He said you need Sofayom, but Farish. The Farish. The only way I can say it shot is that that's not halachah l'maaseh. Then this is the Ramban talking. The Ramban just trying to defend himself against the Balamor's onslaught that Afeda Monsieur. He wasn't going to every last private class. I don't know. That's another question. It also bothered me. Maybe the whole question is no question. Maybe I read it from the cycle wrong. I don't know. Let me read it. Maybe I don't know. Well, I'm missing a piece over here. The whole target of Ramban. You're giving me a little, maybe I'm making a big mistake. I read you what it says. You tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Here we go. So the Ramban says, "Shnei kitzim shnoseim shavim, shavim legamrei." He called Rav Meir mukach, the ein sarif mukach mitocho. Askil Rav Meir, which is the Rashi, which we try to push away with our fancy shot. Okay, you time a boy. How does it work? He wants to know how does it work. What does it say? What does that? Star Kinyan, you don't get the Star Mechira, ain't no Mukrach Leos Torah Staraya. Get to the theory. Get the rub. The Alpha P, Shashita Torah Postum with him is a right to Torah Shmo. What is it? A Star Kinyan, a Star Get, a Star Mechira does not require to be a Staraya. No. But that'd be a Staraya. Should it work? It says, I give it a time to 2 o'clock. So what's 2 o'clock? I'm asking you, what's going on? I just read it. Yeah, it's called the Ramban. Called the Ramban. How's it work? You don't even look at the cell. I'm asking a question. What is all this to start? I don't know. He's got a lot of dough. He must have a shot. Doesn't go into it. Maybe look at the Mashiach, and then Sulu Tzadidah, and then there's some other tape he talks about. Remind me tomorrow morning. There's a Mashiach somewhere. All right? Okay. The Gruach, I thought. The Gruach has a Chiddush Gadol Ad Me'od. The truth is, half the Gruach knew it, and I'm from the Gruach hat. The Mechavin to the first opinion in the Ramban of Gimel that we saw already ourselves. Grunson Kuflam and Alf. I have this beautiful edition of the gross. It's from Birchat Elio. It's very worthwhile. I'll try to keep it here. It's worth looking at whatever chance that it'll be a gross. It explains you everything. It's so much more clear. Crystal clear. Is it like this? li nira. The afim ain edim esira. And Sarah Chassima Lashon B'Daraisa. That's exactly what the Ramban Yeshavah said. And he gives the reason which I gave you. Came into the cost of Lakoya Chassima Klaal. Because you don't have any Chassima. What is in the theory? The Chassima to get in an element in Starus. Dr. Mar Shif spoke about it a little bit. He has, but he puts a grow up and just say it. He brings riot to everything. And this riot, I have to open up the Gemara and get, believe it or not, we're going to get in that trigger of Gimel Dalet. We never really saw the Gemara, really. We're only talking to Rishon and the Tetris, the Ramban. We never really saw the Gemara so careful. The grow up brought the stick of the Gemara. Gemara has enough Gimel of an Aleph, the last line. Man, Kai, Tana, the boy, Kasiva, the small, what do you mean? To my thesis address. The famous mission that you never learned to get in the first mission was to say, before I was. Shliach, the chutzor, and say, before I nipsav, or before I nipsav. And call the rabbi, what's the reason? What's the right reason to call the rabbi? Give it to us. Let me see I got them. The Ma'ariv says the Birkas Eliyahu, She'ein Eidei Mesira, V'lachein Be'inan Chassima L'shma K'rab Al-Azhar. In other words, if the role reached the Ramban, if we call them by name, the Ramban is right, that there's no Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chassima mid the Oraisa, let's say it's Befonei Nefla, Befonei Nefla. You know why? Because there's no Eidei Mesira. There's no Eidei Mesira. Listen carefully. The Eidei Chassima feeds the Shema mid the Oraisa, so there's a Mesira. The Asa Befonei Nefla, Befonei Nefla. How come the Gemara, this whole sugya, the whole two blocks, never gave this service? So the Gemara could draw. I rise to the edge of the Rambam. Psh. Achav HaMukhah. What? You don't need Chassim or the Shema B'Daraisa. Finished. So that's the grow. Tell me, I know you know it. No one here is on the level of the pinky of the grow. Could you somehow refute this proof? That's what I'm getting to. I'm going to see this for a little bit. Itmar, down here in the base. Itmar, about to scroll down the page. Itmar, it's a Kamano solo. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi B'fnei Shnayim, Rabbi B'fnei Shlosha. A Shiloh, when the Shliach says, B'fonai Nichta, B'fonai Neftam, in front of how many people must he say this and give when he gives it to the guest? Two or three? No, Rabbi Yochanan. No, look up the ground. How can the Gemara suggest? How can the Gemara give a case with no Eidei Mesira and it would be perfect to our problem? You can't say no Eidei Mesira because it wasn't a portion of, hey, you need at least two or three Eidei Mesira. You guys are all asleep. Everybody even on that page? Okay, one of the two. The Gemara shot back with a fool. You can't say the Gemara is a mistake. If it would be that the Noe Nechassima and Noe Nechassima and Noe Nechassima with the Araisa, so why did Gemara say, you need to be fun and Nechassima, but fun and Nechassima, but the Noe Nechassima, so you see Nechassima, the Araisa, Moshe! So we have to cast against the girl, what are you talking about? The case, in Moshe says, the mission of the case, Noe Nechassima, impossible, but they're coming also, two or three. Right? It's not my original kasha. I don't want to say it's such a bombshell. Too good for me. Who has the kasha? I told the Imre Moshe has the kasha. He has the kasha, he has the grow. What's the grow talking about? What's the grow talking about? What is he saying? What's he speaking? What's he talking about? Till they blow him. No? Well, this is says Zion to Clutton, Zion. Maybe a difference, he says. Do you have to read the guest? I don't read the guest. I was fun and this, I was fun and that, but I can give up in front of two people. You can also read it. That's what it suggests. And Simon, I'm going to read you the lush, because we're not really holding these young of Gittin right now, frankly, but I wanted to show you that the Gros can't make a mistake. That's the picture. He sounds like this. What do you mean? The Mishnah itself, I'm going to put it in his Creative a zero. So someone else in the question. The youth dollars. Is that the Yad Dovid? I'm not sure what that is. So someone with youth dollars. You know what that is? Yad Dovid? You don't have a Yad Dovid on the kitchen? You're saying the Yad Dovid, man. I don't know. Ach, yeh shloma, he says it to him in motion. They had a mesira, tzvichim, zikur, tzalak, yom, again. Amal ha-shnayim, shkura, bo, b'shnayim, b'fana netam, b'fana netam, yeh shloma, tzvichim, tzvichim, zikur, tzalak, yom, again. That's what they said, that's the grub means. That'd be that kind of a case. They saw it, but they didn't read it. So it's good, but an not good, not good for writing the series. Okay, this is a test. Now, hold on. It's interesting. It's interesting. The Rambam, I have to see a Rambam, who calls an opinion, what Rambam has to say. Perek Gimel, what? Yeah, Gershon. Perek Gimel, the Rambam, is there Rambam in the room? Perek Gimel, what? Halacha, what? Chet? Oh, what's there? What's there? Rambam says like this. Listen carefully, please. He says, "Yesh mishomer shemchas v'ha'edem shalol l'shma hol bo kebuzuyach b'tocho hamei the get bottle. So when you're all done with that, and the kebuzuyach lo bezuyach v'adai the hol the minister made a mitzira k'sherin or the pulp of his ebreya." Okay. Also with the rain, only with the rabbanim. Only with the rabbanim. So the yesh, this is a quote. The emes la yesh ha'am ish ha'baramba, the tosel gam ish yesh ha'am ish with the raisa, lo kosher. The zeh be'emet b'tarat ha'shat. The molder ha'balat of the mezuyah, b'tocho, will possible men ha'tarah. So we are all assuming that the mezuyah b'tocho is the rabbana. But the yesham has said the mezuyah b'tocho is the oraisa. It is the oraisa. Right? So the Gemara proves, hey, how can the Gemara didn't say, referring to a case where there was no way to be zero, he says that exactly is the case. Talk to me about that. So therefore, in the same way, if the Eshon and Shat and Gemara that's possible in the Torah, so too, if you had a case where there's no Eidei Chassima, excuse me, where there's no Eidei Chassima, and therefore you need Chassima Lishma Mid Oraisa, right? That's the case. That's the one there. Mizuyah Bitocho, that even if there is, you could say, if there is Eidei Chassima, it's still need Chassima Lishma Mid Oraisa. That's the one there. Just pointing out as an aside, as an Imre Moshe. Oh, but now the most important point, which I think we have to bring out here from the Gemara. And this is something which I think is critical. I think it's related to what we said until now, in one way or another.
Look inside this piece of our thing. He calls persons moda. Dalai went out.
I will help her. What's that to say? I will help her.
Dalai went out.
Abel Hoppa, halfway down the top. Sha'edim Sherim, Ella Shachosm Shalol Shmo, Ma Takola Yesh Pekach, Him Nisnoch Aleyen.
So right, so. End quote.
Here's the other top of the same. What's wrong with him? They're kosher Adim, so Pisalot rely upon them. Says the Gra, quote, Alma, I feel below Adim is your cloud, kosher midin Torah, Rak Medirabon and Tosso, they answer at the end, Ika Lemigza Hasim Otu Ksiva, right? It's only Xera Medirabon, huh? Had it not been for the Xera Medirabon, what would we say? It's 100% kosher, even though what? The Ede Hasim are Shalom Lishmo. I don't understand what in the world the Vilna Gaon is talking about. I don't understand, I can't begin at first glance to know, what is he saying? Now, is anyone else in this room who has a question against the Vilna Gaon? Or you thought you just took it, you know, just took it. Gross said it, you took it. I'm completely befuddled. Look at what I'm driving at. The Machlokas, which in the 2 days in the Ramban and the Gimel, was only caused by the Rif. That the Rif held that Eide Hasimah work instead of Eide Mitzvah. Now the people, what about the Chassima, what should all the Shema? Do they work with the Raisa or not? The Yeshem says yes, and the Gaon agrees, and the Rabban and almost everybody else says no. But Tarsus denies it completely. Tarsus goes against the Rif, against the Rabban, against the Ram. Tarsus learned that you have to have any mystery no matter what. Every single case in the Eide Mitzvah. Always in the Eide Mitzvah. Every time. So what are they talking about over here in this Tarsus? Matla Kol Yesh Pekach means not in terms of what really happened. Kolab Shmaya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu come down from heaven and tell us she's not divorced. Chas v'shalom. They're always already mysterious. Now they really are already mysterious. She's really divorced, but all right, no question. So when Tosfos is discussing the Takala, they want to know only as far as proof is concerned. Proof. P-R-O-O-F. Proof. Posted like this. You have no right to have to correct it based on Eide Sheker, false witnesses. But there's nothing wrong passing a correcting based upon Eide Shalom Lishma. Let's talk to yourself. Hello? Were they Eide Mitzvah? Well, they know Eide Mitzvah. I'm out of the word. There was some Eide Mitzvah, otherwise it's not good. So what's the Gra talking about? It's missing a few pieces of it, are we not? The Gra is trying to determine one side of earth and another side. And the Machlokas with your Rif by standing Tosu. That's an impossibility. You can't do that. One more time. See a little puzzled faces here. The Machlokas according to the Rif, if you have no Eide Mitzvah, and you have Eide Hasima Shalom Lishma, is it double Mizaraisa or not? The Ramban says it's Bavla Medaraisa. The first opinion, of course, is not Bavla Medaraisa. The Gra, like the first opinion, is not Bavla Medaraisa. But the proof, first proof, why did the Gemara say over here, that kind of a case, where there's no Eide Mesira, the Exceeded Hasina Shah Medaraisa. The fact it didn't say that means it's not true. And then we rush to care of the small details. Second proof, first Abdallah. Because Abdallah says, what's Matakol Yesh Pekach in this book of land, which they find Shalom Lishma? He's no problem at the level of the Oraisa. So I'm asking, what kind of thing though? Who doesn't have an Eide Mitzvah? Of course! My only shot in the ground is a stretch. And my friend, my good, precious, my precious Rebbe, author of Rivas Eliyahu, and the Rabbi Rakover, Baruch Rakover, who was dying originally in Haifa, the Rabbi Shlomo Friedman of Charlie Allen's uncle, the Talmud Chacham, doesn't say a word, let us fly. My friend, the Holy Rebbe Imre Moshe, who analyzed every single letter of the Grah, let it right by him. No, what? Go out of here! Am I the only Meshuggah? I'm crazy. I have all these kashas, with no one else there, even though people with an eye in every word of these holy regardless, and I'm this stuff of kashas. That's the only thing I really get. I lost the mark, I don't know. But I have to have Tamina to tell me where I'm wrong. I don't want yes men, I told you. Tell me where I'm wrong. So the Chacham writes, the Chacham brought a raya from a Tosis, so my brother was in Shita Tarif. So what are you talking about? Unless this is a stretch to go on by this father. Haley could grow and neither could sorrow. Needs his father. Maybe the government is his father. Like this. Listen very carefully. We said earlier, we said yesterday, and I want to maybe come back a little bit tomorrow before we get to the new inyan. I don't know if you're talking about Mitzvah, but it's not going to come down from heaven to earth tomorrow. Lamais and Shulbanara, be near the Sinkhol, near the Receiver, Yochel is Zanya, Kurt, drying, wedding, got to the nitty gritty of writing it. Leave that. We haven't touched earth yet. We've just only been flying so far. We have to come down sometime. Okay? Listen to me. The Gemara means like this. He's bringing a riot, sort of, should I say it, a comparative riot, comparative literature. The Gemara is like this. Look, according to Tosfos, Tosfos is discussing the Raya Shabbat. The Raya Shabbat. Tikkun Olam, a woman can be divorced in a bed and get with Eidei Chasima. Okay? Tosfos says we should allow it to get married with a get with Eidei Chasima, even Shelo Lishmo. Perhaps the Gra hole that we mentioned yesterday, a Yitzot, that I thought about it on my own, not doing the Gra, but now I'm thinking the Gra maybe approved to it. That when a woman walks into a bezin, anyone walks into a bezin and fills out a document, and that document is accepted as proper proof that something happened, namely a house was sold or a woman was divorced, it has to be a kosher ishtaler of men. That's the whole essence. In other words, this is not the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is you have a shtar kinyan, and it all doubles as a raya. No. In order for the shtar to work as a raya, it has to be kosher of meir. I mentioned yesterday. This could be shadow here too. In order for it to be a serve as a proof, it has to be kosher. Now, I can't say these words kosher of meir. That's the shona. A meir is certainly a kosim al-shma. No doubt about it. But how should we say? According for the get to be a valid raya, such as acceptable in bezin, right? It shows that it would work to create a gerushin for the perspective of the Eidei Chasima. It's a stretch. A, you're a mayor of yourself, all you do is a kosher with a kosher. But what he's saying is, look, if it's going to work as a raya, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Tosfos, it should work to create a gerushin according to the rift. Not a mayor of himself, but the chassam. But according to Rabbi Lazar, there's not even part of the chassam, so it should work to create a get to. And maybe the Gemara means, I'm not sure, that's what I just said. It's a stretch, and it's really, I'm not sure it really works. I'm making it as a possible suggestion. If you have a better shot, I would really appreciate it. I'm really a bit of a befuddled as to what the Gemara is really reading, this few words, these holy words. One more brief, watch me rush it. We'll talk to that. Tomorrow we'll talk with the Gemara again, a few little points, and then we'll go to the other Redeemer of the Yom Kippur, okay? And we'll finish the Mamakomas.